Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And then go back to Hebrews chapter number three. And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer and the Ark of the Covenant. And this is where I cut off on the thing about Aaron and all taking the, he was at the altar. Remember, we were there in Exodus chapter number 30. He's at the altar of incense. He's to take on the Day of Atonement. Aaron takes off the altar of incense, this golden censer, and he puts in it pieces of coal and incense. And he walks into the Holy of Holies with this altar of with the golden censer that has the incense and the coals, the fire that's burning, and it fills that 15 by 15 by 15 room up with smoke, so to speak. And Exodus 30 talks about a reference. Exodus 30 speaks of this, that the smoke rides and it covers all of this. Just that whole area is covered with the incense and with the smoke of the golden censer. On the Day of Atonement, he would take it. I have it marked here. Let's go to Leviticus. I want you to see this. Leviticus chapter number 16. This refers to that. Once a year on the Day of Atonement, this would take place. Aaron, who was the first high priest and the high priest that would follow him generation after generation, Leviticus 16, 12 and 13. And the vessel of the earth that he touches without the issue shall be broken. And every vessel, I'm in the wrong one, 16. Verse number 12, and he shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire from off the altar before the Lord. Remember, on the altar of incense. And his hands full of sweet incense, beaten small, and bring it within the veil, within the holy place. And the verse number 13, and he shall put the incense upon the fire before the Lord, that the cloud of the incense may cover the mercy seat that is upon the testimony, and that he die not. So it's very important about this golden censer. If you don't do it, that he die not. Now, it does not speak of it in the Bible, but Jewish history tells us that it's interesting that when the high priest would walk into the Holy of Holies, they have two things on them. Number one, they would have a rope, what they say. The Bible does not say this, but Jewish history tells us this, that they would have a rope tied to the ankle of the high priest. Because nobody could enter the Holy of Holies except the high priest, or they'd be killed. And the thought was, again, it's not in the Bible, but they say this is the way it was, that when he would walk into the Holy of Holies, if God did not accept the sacrifice, he would kill the high priest, and they'd have to pull the rope and drag him out of the Holy of Holies, so they're not going in there to get him out. And the other thing they say that he has would be some bells on his on the bottom of his garments, that they would hear him walking around in the priesthood inside the holy place. They would hear the high priest walking around making the Day of Atonement, that sacrifice, that blood that would be there. And by the way, am I going too fast for y'all? Okay. Before he would go into the Holy of Holies, the high priest would have to make a sacrifice for himself outside. He'd take that blood, the sacrifice for his sins. He has to go into the Holy of Holies. He would offer that blood for his sins. Or the Holy of Holies, yeah. Offer that blood for his sins. He'd have to go back out, slay another bullock, take the blood off of the altar, and take it back into the Holy of Holies for the sins of the people. And all this was done one day a year. And by the way, after that, he would go outside and there would be a lamb or a goat. Okay, and he would lay his hands upon that goat. And you know the story. He would send him off into the wilderness. Y'all remember that one? This is yes, this is no. All this happened on the Day of Atonement. They would lead that goat into the wilderness. And there it's a picture of Jesus taking our sins as far as the east is from the west. There's a lot could be said there. But I'm going to say a lot happened that day on the Day of Atonement. The high priest was doing all this. So on the golden censer, He would place the burning coals and incense, and he'd bring it into the Holy of Holies. And then it talks about the Ark of the Covenant, and that's where I want to spend the next few minutes. The Ark of the Covenant overlaid with gold, in verse number 4, Hebrews 9. And inside was a golden pot that had manna, Aaron's rod that budded, and the table of the covenant. The Ark of the Covenant. There have been movies made about the Ark of the Covenant. Indiana Jones and is it the Temple of the Doom or whatever, looking for the Ark. And people to this day are is looking for the Ark of the Covenant. Somebody here asked me a few weeks ago, where do I think the Ark of the Covenant is? They think it's in Jerusalem, you know, behind the city walls. Do I have to word in Ethiopia? All kinds of places people say they have the Ark of the Covenant. I believe it's in heaven. That's just me. That's just me. I don't know. The Bible does not say. That would open up. Anyway, the Ark was above all the other vessels in glory and honor. It was the centerpiece, if you will, of all the pieces of furnishings that was in the tabernacle. It was the Ark of the Covenant that was the centerpiece. And it was a symbol declaring that God was present among his people. It was also, like the other ones, made of shittim wood covered with gold. Now, the Ark was 3 foot 9 inches long. Again, it's not very big. 3 foot 9 inches long, a little smaller than the communion table. 2 foot 3 inches wide and 2 foot 3 inches high. So again, the Ark of the Covenant, when we think of it, is smaller than this communion table, even shorter. It's only 2 foot 3 inches high. Temple, you're looking at this. How high is this thing? 3 foot maybe? I'm guessing it's shorter. That's higher than 2 foot 3 inches anyway. And so it's interesting. It also had rings for poles along its side to carry it without touching the Ark. Remember the story about Uzzah. I love Uzzah. Uzzah wuzzah. Every time I think of Uzzah, that ain't bad. Uzzah wuzzah. God told him, don't you touch that Ark. And they were bringing that Ark on the cart, and it was going to fall. And Uzzah put his hand up to keep the Ark from falling. Remember that story in 1 Samuel? And God struck him dead. There was a proper way to carry the Ark, and he had the four holes that you'd slide, you'd put the rods in to carry that Ark of the Covenant without touching it. Well, I have a note of interest. Shittim wood was a type of wood that would not decay or rot. Interesting. All of those articles that we talked about that was overlaid with gold, it was made of this type of wood that would not decay, it would not rot. And it was all overlaid with pure gold. Why is that significant? Again, I told you that everything pictured Jesus Christ. Well, the wood pictured the perfect, sinless humanity of Jesus Christ, never decay or rot. So we see the humanity of Christ, but yet it was overlaid with gold, and we see the deity of Jesus Christ. So in all these articles, you saw the humanity and you saw the deity of Jesus Christ. Don't tell me Jesus Christ wasn't God, very God. God in flesh, and that's what it showed. Jesus Christ, God in flesh. And then it mentions some items here in time getting away. The golden pot with manna reminded Israel of God's promise, how he would supply their needs. Remember about the manna. I'll take care of you. Every day you go out there, and that's what the word manna means. Angel, for what is it? Food from heaven. And you see in Exodus 16:33, God telling Moses to put this manna into the ark as a sign of how I took care of Israel throughout all the wilderness. Now, some people tried to cheat. They're like a bunch of Baptists. And the day before Sabbath, they'd go out. Help me out, temple. They'd go out and they'd collect it, and it would rot. It'd stink. Matter of fact, it would stink. It would breed bugs. Now, they didn't trust God to take care of them. They learned real quick, do it God's way. So the point of them, they ate manna, and he put a pot of manna into that Ark of the Covenant. You reckon we're going to get manna in heaven? I wouldn't doubt it. It doesn't say, but it's heaven's food. We'll probably eat some of that manna, along with swamp cabbage and other things.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.